So I'm just walking back from the job centre, and this is going to be my first audio boo for my new website called DollDestroying.com. Bit of a play on the words there for soul destroying, but that's how I've always found job centre places. I've always found them quite dull. That's, I've got myself saying it the opposite way around now. I've always found them quite soul destroying in that they always seem quite dowdy and sort of brash and make you feel a little bit sort of worthless. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the whole idea of it being called job centre when really it's not. It's sort of like an analyst centre to see if you're doing anything or coping or, you know. The job centre has the potential to be amazing. If it had the social aspect of social media bolted into it, actually, you know, finding people with skills and talents and people who stick by their word jobs instead of just this, you know, I don't know how to describe it, this whole almost ferrying of people in and out of the place. It's the sheer density of people who are jobless, I guess, but I've never liked the job centre. And I've only ever in my life signed on once when I was 17 and didn't really know what I wanted to do, and recently at 36. In between that time, I've always had a job. So the only reason for me to do this website now is because I don't want to be on the dole. I want a job. And so here's the paradox. The other day, I've just literally got back from a expenses paid trip where I didn't get paid. I just had all my expenses pay for me. And that basically means that I've been out of the country and I couldn't, you know, I wasn't either actively looking for work or, you know, various things attached to it, involuntary, you know, out of the country. So what normally happens then is they normally either freeze it for that period, that amount of time, or they, I don't know what happens. I really don't know what happens, but I thought I'd do the decent, honest thing and tell them that I had done that. They did say, well, you know, why didn't you tell us? And I said, well, literally only found out on a day before that I was going. And so I'm doing the right thing because I know my luck. Something will come up in the system. Oh, well, you've been flying to Helsinki, Dubai, and you're not allowed any money for the next 3 or 6 months because you didn't tell us. So I'm telling them. And they didn't know really what to do in the job centre because it's something that they've never encountered before. Somebody doing charity work that's unpaid out of the country. And when you think about it, I guess somebody who's jobless wouldn't normally be asked to go and do a job like that. Because normally, if you're out of a job, it's because you either don't do a good job or you're not on somebody's radar. But with the ability to have tools like social media and that sort of digital CV of content that you've been working on for the last couple of months, a couple of years, and people can sort of see what you're capable of and what you can do. So that was quite a weird thing for me to think of, but I put it to them and they said, right, I've got to freeze. The first week you can still get paid because you were here and you were looking for work. The second week has to go off and they have to analyse it. So we've just done a letter about it, which will get sent off, and then somebody else will judge on it. And so we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens. They might just say, no, you can't have it because you weren't actively looking for work. And here's the problem. Indirectly, by going on a charity raising trip to Helsinki and Dubai, I was actively looking for jobs in social media because people could see what I'm capable of, producing media by audio or video. So we've got to this sort of weird state of mind in my head that you can't really do the right thing these days. I mean, I'm trying to do the right thing by telling them that I was out of the country and I was still looking for work. Yes, it's a bit of an abstract way of doing it. It's not like the old way of newspapering a job or going to a job centre or looking online and finding a job. It's sort of like using my social networks while working on the job but not getting paid for it. So it's something that I've not come across before, and it's a great post, a great start for the Dole Destroying website. So I hope you'll pop along to www.doledestroying.com, and if you've are unemployed and somehow you come across this and you're frustrated about being unemployed, or you have a story to tell about being unemployed, how it made you feel, what you did to get out of it, how you did things day to day to keep positive, please send me an email, meet@me.dm, and I'll take your email, your transcript, and I'll either read it out or I'll post it as a text blog post. And I'm hoping to put this out there on as many job unemployment sites as possible. I might fire up some Twitter accounts and do sort of the opposite version of a job search, the unemployment banter Twitter account, something like that. Anyway, looks like I'm going to be living on beans and cheese, and I'm going to have to spread the beans and cheese to the last weeks instead of 1 week. So even though I did my bit for charity, now the charity that should be always first before other charities is my own, and we'll just see what happens.